compliance. That means doing something someone else says you have to do. Financial compliance can be costly, whether in the private or public sector. Morgan Franklin, a financial and technology consultant, surveyed federal financial practitioners at a recent Association of Government Accountants meeting. The results showed just how big a challenge compliance is for federal agencies. Joining us with more is Isabel Dickland, the survey's lead author and a senior manager at Morgan Franklin. Ms. Dickland, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the survey. What was it you were trying to find out?
Well, the reason for the survey was to figure out just how agencies are implementing their compliance requirements, and if the cost for the compliance requirements are the costs are staying steady, or if they're decreasing. And we were expecting to see a decrease in compliance costs, and we were curious to see if that was in fact what we were going to find.
Go ahead. So you found that the decrease is occurring.
So we found that it's a little bit of a mixed bag, that some agencies are in fact seeing a slight decrease in compliance costs, while other agencies and a large portion of them are seeing an increase. And that's probably because of the fact that there are constantly new compliance requirements coming out, and they're implementing them piecemeal.
And just to back up for a second, compliance in the federal sector, what does that mean? We all know about Sarbox in the public sector, but what are the big compliance pieces for federal finance?
The big compliance pieces include A123, FMFIA, FFMIA, and then the newest one is IPERA, improper payments, and the reduction of improper payments across the federal government.
Now, there's been a lot of regulations that have come out from OMB around this. Are the regulations what is causing compliance to cost more? Meaning, are the regulations too complicated, or is it just they're new rules and it takes money to get things going?
Well, I think it depends. So the compliance requirements can be complex, but a lot of the agencies already have compliance programs, you know, in their agencies that they've been doing. Let's say with A123, they've been doing that since 2006. So what we're seeing is that some agencies are building on to what they already have as their compliance processes. So when the new like IPERA compliance came out a year ago, they just built it into their existing compliance processes. Other agencies are not doing that quite as well. They're not taking a step back and seeing how they can leverage what they already have in place.
And is that where the extra costs are coming in terms of those who said the costs are increasing? Is because they're not leveraging what they already have out there?
Exactly. They're doing sort of a siloed effort. So when a new compliance requirement comes out, they start a whole new initiative with it instead of building it on to what they already have.
And is that because OMB is not paying enough attention? It's always easy to blame OMB on these things.
Sure.
Or is there other reasons why maybe they decide to take the siloed approach?
No, I mean, I think that in the experience that we've had is that that there are times when there's not that step taken back to take a look at what the agency needs to do to meet their requirements and figure out strategically how to implement that as smartly as possible. And so I think maybe OMB could do a better job of helping agencies figure out the smartest way to get the compliance requirements met. But agencies are also not taking that time to really reassess all the things that they have to do and how to streamline that process.
We're speaking with Isabel Dickland. She's with Morgan Franklin. She is the lead author of a report, Reduce Compliance Costs and Gain Efficiencies. Now, can any of this be automated? Are there tools to let compliance run when you push a button and therefore you don't have to have all this fire drill staff work?
Right. There are automated tools, but they're easier. It's easier said than done. I mean, I would say that a lot of the agencies have taken steps in automating some of their compliance requirements with some of, reducing some of the manual efforts. And we've definitely seen that improve over the years. But it's not always that, it's easy to say to push a button and get your compliance requirements done, but to actually implement something like that can be quite expensive and cost prohibitive.
And is this merely a problem for the financial staff, for the CFO's office? I mean, who's involved in compliance within a federal agency?
Everybody typically is involved. You've got to involve the people that are actually implementing programs. They get involved in providing you documentation and providing you evidence. So it's really from the CFO's office down to the the owners of the processes that are implementing across the agencies.
Did the survey find there are some areas that agencies are doing better in than others, not just, you know, A123 versus IPERA, but just the process piece?
We didn't get into those kinds of questions, and that's something that we're planning on doing with the next survey that we issue, is getting a little bit more into the weeds to figure out what is being done well and what isn't being done quite as well.
So did you guys end up with recommendations or steps forward, or is it that's what this next, again, this next survey is going to also help do?
No, we did have some recommendations. We had recommendations around basically looking at your business process and making improvements there, moving as much as you can from manual processes to automated processes, streamlining processes as much as possible, reducing redundancy there, doing a root cause analysis, and, again, merging new compliance requirements into existing programs.
And does compliance exist? Does it roll up to the departmental level? Because a given department has a lot of components. Do they each comply separately as a bureau, or does it really have to roll up to the CFO level at the cabinet level department?
It rolls up into the agency's annual financial report. So November 15th, all of it rolls up. All the different compliance requirements roll up into that report.
Okay, and anything else you want to tell us about that? Because it sounds like agencies have a lot of work to do.
They do. I mean, I think that they've made a really good effort. And they're moving in the right direction. It to me, it's just a matter of taking a step back for a second, reassessing what is being done, and figuring out where there can be some efficiencies gained, and helping implement those efficiencies.
A lot of these compliance rules come from Congress. Is there anything that Congress can do that your report looked at to alleviate some of that burden as well?
You know, we didn't look at that, and that's a good question, but I think that really it's up to the agencies to really, because some of the compliance requirements are part of what they're doing already, and it's really taking a good look at what is in place at the agencies currently, where they can leverage what they already do or what the staff already do at the mission level, and learning how to leverage that so that you're reducing your level of effort across the agency.